Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco, Dez, and Wes, the After Hours podcast. You will laugh your ass off now. It's time for the podcast.
The best part about all this, I didn't realize until a couple moments ago when we started the podcast and you guys were so confused that we had to start over that I'm the only one that gets the planner from Crisco every day. So him and I are the only two that know what's going to happen on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
This is kind of a control freak thing. I kind of like this a little bit.
Oh, I love having control over these two.
Yeah,
I have so much condensed. Such
control. Yes, sir. Yes, master.
When I tell you to talk.
Look at you. Look at you
like, oh my God.
I feel like you're completely kidding. Truly into that.
I am.
What kind of special room do you have in your basement?
Well, come over.
Popsicle and juice box.
It's wood paneled. No matter what's going on in that room, there's wood paneling on the walls, I bet. But no, I started it off before. We're talking about, like, normally we have a lot of butt stuff with Pidge in these podcasts. Yeah, but
it's dirty normally.
I'm reading this story that Crisco sent over that you must have sent to him.
I did.
About a grocery store thing that happened to you. And I'm going, this is a beautiful story. This is not what these podcasts are usually about.
Let's start sweet and end filthy.
Like it.
All right. So I was just at a grocery store and I was just grabbing, like, a couple things, like three things, real quick, in and out. And there's an elderly woman in front of me. And I am super nosy. Wes, you'll start to learn this about me. Like, at a grocery store, if there's somebody next to me with a cart, I love to look in there and then kind of try to figure out what they're, you know, are they single? Are they married? Do they have a family? Oh, God, they're super healthy. Or, oh, they're making tacos for dinner.
Everybody judges other people's carts. I get it. Yeah.
So I do that. But in front of me, before I see who it is, I'm like, oh man, this, okay, just a few things. It's all dinner stuff. And it was a lot of like frozen entrees and like little chocolate treats, like such like cute little old lady things.
Aww.
And then I see her and she like was very friendly. And so all this stuff rung up for hers. And I go, hey, to the cashier. I said, you know what? Can you ring my through here? And I'm going to pay for all of it. Mm-hmm. And the look on this woman's face, she turned around like, I think she thought maybe it was going to be somebody she knew. She looks at me and she goes, what? Why would you do that? What? I don't know you. You don't know me. Why would you do that? And I go, I wanted to. And she was like, but why? Oh my gosh, you didn't have to do that. She had tears running down her eyes. I'm like, okay, this was like such a small gesture. It was nothing major. It, you know what I mean? But obviously it was a big deal to her. Yeah. It was like one of those little reminders. And I mean, Crisco does sweet stuff all the time, but it was just like one of those little reminders. It was a, like not a major thing, but I saw her walking to her car and she was just had the biggest smile on her face. You know, I don't know what her situation is like, but at that moment she felt cared for and she felt loved.
I love doing
it.
That's
so nice.
I haven't done it for an elderly lady, but I'll do it. I think I did it when I moved up here before a photography thing.
Uh-huh.
There was a police officer at a Quick Trip and I was like, he was getting coffee and I'm like, I'd like to buy that.
That's awesome.
And he's
love
like, I'm
it.
Also getting chew. And I'm like, I'm not buying that though.
Yeah, right. Can you gauge it? You're like, oh, that's a sweet old lady. She's like, well, hell, I'm going to get more. Damn it. Okay. I see that she's in the 10 item or less aisle. That's where I'm going to jump in and do it.
Wait. So the only other thing that I think of is Crisco recently did this to somebody at a restaurant we were at. And it was so kind. He didn't mention it. You know, he says, I want to this server, I would like to buy that woman's stuff. It was an older woman. We'd walked in with her. Obviously, she goes there all the time. Well, it ended up being like $60 for what she ordered, one person.
Dude, she ordered the burger of the day, which I'm like, I didn't do it because it was a small amount of money.
Right, you just figured.
I just didn't think one little old lady would pound house a burger, fries. She got the butterscotch pudding.
Yep.
She got two drinks of the day. She just kept bringing them. Like, the waitress is like, well, she's not done. I'm like, Jesus, okay.
But I saw her. I was just there. And I saw her again there eating. And I'm like, that's the one.
She probably just had her husband die and is worth millions. That's, and she's like, I can eat
whatever I want.
Yeah, I have endless budget going on here.
Life insurance money. This is great.
And then that chump paid for my stuff. This is great.
And the rich get richer.
Right.
Thanks.
And I'm over here moving things from accounts to pay for this like freaking meal. I'm like, Jesus, H.
And I'm only going to pay for just the one burger. So anyways, a reminder to do those sweet things.
Yeah. Speaking of restaurants, what's going on with you and a pizza chain, Pidge?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I won't mention.
Don't mention no. the name. Don't mention the name. Although,
is it a famous fast food pizza chain? Did I work for
any,
it?
Don't say any clues.
Don't fall for Wes's tricks.
Don't fall for his tricks.
It is, I mean, people would know this place, I guess, but I used to be such a loyal customer of this place, and I love this place, but they have a couple locations, and there's one by my place that just sucks, and they're messing up my order all the time, and so finally, I called them and left a review a while back, actually, and said, you know, this was wrong. And you would be amazed at how bad they messed up one order one night. And the manager called me back one time. He was like, hey, this is blah, blah, blah from blah, blah, blah. If you could give me a call, I hear you have some da, da, da. And I just let it go. I was like, I don't want to bother him. I don't need anything for free. It's just whatever. I just wanted to let them know. Well, it just happened again, really bad. And now I'm just like, okay, do I call this guy? And do I milk him for as much as I can get?
Well, I was just going to say, but letting him know it is continuing to happen. I mean, then it makes them run a better business or get rid of the, maybe, I don't know, fix the problem.
Well, and the problem is you try to be nice in those situations. Mm-hmm. And I've done it before where I'm like, I don't expect anything, but it'd be really nice to have something as, you know, reciprocation. And the worst part about it was I did the nice thing one time where I go, I mean, I don't need anything. It's not a big deal. Trying to just be nice. And they go, great. Have a good one.
You know why? Because a person that came from working in a fast food pizza world that you wouldn't believe how many people tried every day to just get free stuff. And our bosses were like, just give it to them. It's cheaper and less problems to just give them a whole nother pizza. We don't care.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive for us. But you knew people were abusing it. So one person's like, I don't need anything free. I just wanted to let you know that I'm unhappy with your service. That it made you actually go, and I would have to talk to the employees. I'm like, get it together, man. Like, these are simple things. Don't do that anymore. But you appreciate it actually. Sometimes more the person that was like, I don't need anything free from you, because you have so many people that do ask for free stuff constantly. Mm-hmm. And it was like the same number would call back, like, my pizza wasn't ready again. You're like, yeah, it was.
I hated it.
I even said to the woman one time, I'm like, we'll make you another one. I was the one that made it because nobody else is here right now. And I know it was right. But
The thing is, you're giving me too much credit, because I did call back and I'm like, I lied. I actually do need something.
You called my bluff.
I'm actually pretty upset right now. I just don't know how to handle myself. I'm kidding. No, but I did that and I was like, oh crap, they did it. So did you actually call them, or are you just going to think about it?
At first they sent me an email with like, you can pick one of these two things. And I just denied it. And I was like, I don't need anything. I just wanted to.
Go to the upper
brass.
That's what you need to do.
And I said, this isn't good enough. I'm going to call them and get more than what they've offered me. But no, this is since it happened a couple more times. And now it's like, okay, I'll give this fellow a call back and see what the dealio is. And
you could, or just maybe find a new favorite place.
Yeah, but that's the thing about where I live is there's so few places that I
can help you out.
I know where you live. There's a lot of places.
But they're all terrible.
The problem might be
It is
Pidge.
Oh.
Maybe Pidge, are you in the right mind every time you're ordering said things?
90% of the time, no. But when I am in the right mind, I know it still is messed up. I mean, and it's we don't need to get too far into it. It's not my fault. I make the orders, you know, where I can see exactly what I ordered.
Well, it's pretty basic. He does not like to jump out of the realm of like the normal, like pepperoni or what, like
it's a pizza and dessert every time is what I
it's
get.
Dessert. So it's not that hard.
Hungry.
I know that, and I am hungry.
I want pizza and dessert.
I know you can't have both. Okay,
I can.
No, you cannot, because you haven't been good, and I am telling you what.
No, are you still the boss of me?
I don't know. Do you like it? I don't know. Just kidding.
Wes, help me.
All right. Speaking of liking things, your balloon nut texters are messaging in about your balloon knot. You know what the balloon knot is, right?
Unfortunately, I know a lot about his balloon knot.
I saw a text this morning that was like, hey, we haven't got an update on his balloon knot. And I was like,
I love how that's better than B-hole. I love that we're trying to pretend.
Sting Star?
No, that's kind of
Rusty Sheriff's Badge.
Oh, Boy, you have, like, I've heard a lot of them for
you
that,
have a
you know.
Talent.
Leather, yeah, leather Cheerio.
Oh, now I want Cheerios. What's wrong with
no!
you?
What's wrong with
you? Have you seen the chocolate Cheerios?
Are they good?
My yeah. kids love those.
Oh, okay. Boy, we went from, wait a minute.
Wait,
this might be
actual Cheerios.
I know, but we just went from him naming off 18 different ways to say butthole.
Because I'm trying to ignore it.
And now you're talking about your kids eating Cheerios.
He brought it up.
Oh, God. How
next time you
meal?
See the Cheerios, you're going to think of a leather Cheerio.
Oh. Thank you. Oh, thank God. You so much.
How is your, everything good?
No.
I
did take a successful poop yesterday.
Oh.
And
okay.
What?
Can you just code a little bit better?
I took a successful douche yesterday and it came out fine.
Why is that actually seems better and it's stupid?
Yeah. It came out fine.
Good for you?
I didn't clog the toilet. Couple flushes, but didn't clog it. But I am worried I have a hemorrhoid.
I had one in high school.
Really?
It was terrible.
How did you get rid of them?
They melon ball that thing off.
Oh, what?
And I had to get stitches.
Oh,
and
God,
I had
my
a hockey
hurts.
Game that night, and it was terrible.
Did you play?
I did, but really. I was like, I didn't play much because I didn't want to get hit and have to land on my behind on the ice because that was going to hurt so bad.
That is one thing. I mean, I've had two kids, and I've had so many people have said, like, oh, the hemorrhoids. And I'm like, I never had them.
Weightlifting.
Never. Thank
weightlifting
God.
Caused it.
I'm never going to do that then.
Yeah, they had a good excuse now. I mm-hmm. think it's my excessive wiping. I like a nice, clean, crisp butthole.
Do you have dude wipes?
No, I just use classic flushable wipes.
Dude wipes changed my life.
Yeah.
I did this think that was great. Really funny. It is gross, and we'll move on. But I love that guys can't just use a wipe and be okay using it. We had to have them branded dude wipes because we're like,
they're organic. It says on the it always says it, but on the packaging says organic, and I'm like, can I eat them too? Like,
of course.
Do I care that
it's
they're
good for your rump?
You said that as if you haven't tried one.
Yeah,
you know you did. He's like, it's like a fruit roll up for your bum. Yum, yum,
I
yum,
have
yum,
those
yum.
Too, by the way.
Do they really?
Gross.
Dental dams.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why? You're like the health class teacher that nobody was asking for in this moment. Like, you
totally.
Have it all broken down. You're like James Vanderbeek in Varsity Blues, where you had 88 different nicknames for the wiener.
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
No, I think we've come up with enough
Johnson.
Names.
Anyway.
No, I think we're good.
My butthole's in a vulnerable state, and I don't know where it's at right now. But I'll give you an update. Do you want to look right now and see if I have a hemorrhoid?
No.
You'll know. Believe me, friend, you'll know.
I don't. I feel like I've honestly had a hemorrhoid for like a decade now, and I just have never cared about it.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of confusion here? Do you think this is a medical doctor butt, podcast?
No, I just, apparently people wanted to know how my butthole was.
I don't think they wanted to know that in depth.
No.
Like, you broke it down like we were at a doctor's appointment.
Well, okay.
Do you want me to spread them? And you want to take a look under the hood, doc?
Fine. My butthole is freshly shaven and great. There you go.
That
would have been great.
That would have been an awesome
good to know.
Okay.
Update. That's the update on Bitch's butt.
Another text from a listener.
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
saying that you guys did me dirty with a three song showdown.
We did.
You threw me under the bus. You did me dirty last Friday, and listeners agree.
I'll be honest with you. I was pretty desperate for a win. I was willing to do anything to just at one moment in time be ahead in the three song showdown.
That's true. So and then he even took my song that he knew he shouldn't take. He knew maybe I could win. I was dumb.
Traded it.
I know, it was super dumb.
Yeah. Oh, I took full advantage of both of you.
You know what? I got screwed too.
You need Johnny Cash. You should. That's a good song.
Well, that was Jack Wagons. It is a good song. It's a good song.
Isn't good for the three songs.
Wes, I'll tell you, they may apologize, but they will do this to you every week. So the rule is, first one to get their songs in, you get that song.
You're acting like a butthole.
You're acting like a beautiful lady.
Oh, you are. You were about to say something else.
No, I would never say that to Des.
It is technically first come, first serve on songs, which we did kind of explain, because last week you were like, I called Johnny Cash, and everybody else was like, oh, no. Damn it, you got Johnny
Cash. That's not how I went, you filthy, filthy liar.
I was going to use
that. God, twist my arm. You got Fools in Prison Blues. Damn it. No.
You're going to win.
Oh, God.
Filthy liars. Can you read here? That did not happen.
How does Chingy do? We're super.
You know what? I was going to take Chingy with Johnny Cash. But damn it, you beat me.
Gotcha.
Okay, we won't do that.
Listeners,
they will do
it. Dang it, I love it when you do me right there.
Hey, it's every man for themselves. You do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I was sexy.
If you need me, I'm here for you.
And they tried it amongst each other and just left me out. I had no idea how the segment went. They did me dirty, and now they're laughing at me.
You should have done your research.
I will tell you, whatever our category is, Tiny Tim kills.
Oh, he creeps me out.
It's two tiny artists.
It's just tiny artists or flower songs.
I'm going to get Gordon Lightfoot with the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Too soon. That was Ryan's favorite.
I used it
all the time. And I will say, you have no excuse. He won with Gordon Lightfoot.
And so did I.
Really?
Yeah.
And you lost with Johnny Cash. Because it's just the problem was you picked songs from high school. And we didn't tell you that was a category.
But if it is songs from high school, then you might win. Then again,
no.
Did you go to high school with Johnny Cash?
I love that you're like 2 years older than Dad. She's like, burn,
Three.
You old man.
Three. It's the only thing making me feel young.
You are young.
Thank
Stop
you.
It. When
Quite
you're
literally.
Like,
literally.
Yeah.
When you're like 70, you're going to be like, gosh, I wish I was 62 or
We're not talking about 2025, okay?
Wow.
See, Wes, that's why I have to take it out on you.
I know, but why do you have to pass the buck?
I know.
They pick on you for age, and then you turn the gas right on me.
I know. It's just the only time. It's like him where he needed a win. I just needed a win right now. You know what? Crisco, look at me. We're going to do better.
We're going to do so much better. Next week for the showdown? No.
Songs from the 1920s.
I'm super upset that you can have the Twins Rouser. Okay? I'm pissed, but you got dibs.
It's the wheel of years. You get 1920.
Oh, I'm 96. Get
you get 2006.
God.
Oh, man, you're going to win, Wes.
Damn it.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, what a bummer. You are going to kill this three-song showdown.
I could literally kill it.
Hey, just why you're my only friend here.
That's not true. He doesn't like you.
I'm not laughing.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm
the only
like
one
you.
Who's not liked
I love you.
Here.
Thank you, Pidge. I love you, too.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
I love this. The crap. Oh, my gosh. I'm very passionate about my love for you guys.
Oh, God, I was joking.
I love you guys so much to death.
We love you.
No, you
we
don't.
We apologize, love Wes. That was dirty. I don't have a lot of things in life to be proud of or win at, so I needed
it's
that.
True. You can't be proud
like,
of
he
it.
He has a hot wife. He's got kids that are successful.
She's so hot.
Like, I know, and you have nothing, so that's why he
Not
had
wife.
To steal it.
No, I wasn't talking about her, but she is so hot.
Hey,
no, you haven't even met her in real life.
I haven't. I don't think
Can
she's
Can you
real.
Imagine how hot she is in real
she's
life?
She's never. Wes is never going to let me meet her because he's like, Jesus, she's going to be so
creeped
out.
That's a good question I have for Wes.
Okay.
When people say this stuff to you, do you take it as like a compliment or are you like, dude, that's my wife?
A 100% compliment. You always want to outkick your coverage. I never want to be like, somebody comes up to me and like, ooh, you could have done better.
Oh, right.
Every
you
man
want, you're
always
proud
has to have
of
a, yeah,
that.
You have to have a hotter wife.
First of all, Quasimodo is the one making the comments, so I don't think he has anything to worry about.
Well, no,
number two, I would never be disrespectful enough to be a jerk or anything about it. I'm just simply saying, I mean, Your husband is a good-looking guy. He's in my family, Des. So that's why, I mean, that's why I have to do it. Sammy, is it creepy to tell somebody that they're beautiful? Is that so bad? I don't think it's bad.
No, but it's creepy when I find you in my bathroom. When...
He said, I'm your mom, you weren't going to tell anybody that. I specifically asked you, that was, we were bringing that to our grave.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Okay.
I feel like we've done the damage we can do today, and we should move on.
We should definitely move on. I do apologize.
You all need to meet somebody at the grocery store to get today to make your lives better and more holy and balance the karma scales.
I should buy him dude wipes?
Could you an old lady, if you just hand her some dude wipes, I think you need these. I'll even pay.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go. We are going to let you pick songs first this week.
Mm-hmm. Very first.
Very and first.
We'll I still you, don't trust you because you guys will laugh behind my back or in front of my face, as I've seen.
But we will tell you, I promise, I swear to God, I promise on my children's lives that we will say, that's a stinker. You shouldn't use that song. Promise you.
I'll collab with you, dude.
That's not fair. The power of the pidge.
Yeah, he wins a lot. I'm just saying, one picture of you and your wife on vacation, and I will help you with everything.
You can just see those on his
that's true. Social.
I mean, I got better ones in my phone. He's right.
Yeah.
See?
Okay, now the perv is in the house.
Yeah. Which one of us? Because I'm like, I'll show you. You're going to love this.
I'm kidding. God, she's never going to want to meet me, is she? No.
She'll be fine with it.
She's actually requested to never be any.
She's
still
used to me.
Oh, that's true. That is true. That is true. Okay, I think we should wrap this up.
All right, done.
Crisco, Des, and Wes, the After Hours podcast.
After Hours.
You know who was in my bathroom? Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing, because they take care of your plumbing needs.
Oh, I was like, why were they in your bathroom?
They were giving me a pep talk. I held my hand and everything. It was great.
So sweet.
I had to work through some things. But once I was done, then they came in and they helped out. But they don't just take care of the plumbing side of things. They take care of your home comfort. If it's hot out, you're going to be set up for those hot days with a nice, awesome air conditioner. Or on the flip side, you're getting ready for winter because it feels like that could be at any point in time in Minnesota. You're ready to go with a brand new furnace.
Yeah. And that's what's great is they always have really great deals and awesome financing at Apollo. So if, I mean, it's the beginning of summer, you're like, now it's time. We need a new air conditioner. They've got great deals for you. Okay. So go to callapollo.com. But what you should do right now, right this minute, is go to callapollo.com and schedule a air conditioning tune-up.
Yes.
Because then you know you're ready to rock. You're ready for those warm temperatures that we enjoy so much living here in Minnesota. Like Crisco said, take care of your plumbing needs. They're a family-owned business. Crisco and I love working with them, and I know you will too. Go to callapollo.com.